Today we'd like to see the title of The Lord Jehovah is My God in Zechariah chapter 13 and 14. To a non-word souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, chapter 13 verses 1 and 2. In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. It shall be in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to depart from the land. What do these mean in the context, and how can we apply these to our lives? Question 2. In chapter 13, verse 9, I will bring the one-third through the fire, will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God. What does it mean in the context? And what can we learn from here? Last question, in chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. All the land shall be turned into a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be raised up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate and the corner gate, and from the tower of Hanah to the king's wine presses. The people shall dwell in it, and no longer shall there be utter destruction. But Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. What does this mean in the context, and what can you learn from here? In the last time, Zechariah chapter 12:10, and I will pull on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. When the Lord set his foot upon the Mount of Olives, and God will give them the spirit of grace and supplication. This spirit convicts them to know his freely given unmerited faith to salvation, and his supplication over a place protected from the Antichrist. And they will look upon Jesus, whom they pierced, mourning and grieving for Jesus, the only Son and the firstborn of God. All the people on the earth during the Great Tribulation will realize that Jesus, the man who was pierced and killed for all the people's sin. But 144,000 Jews and other Gentiles to be beheaded will repent and accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, because the present believers will be caught up with the Lord, called the raptured in the air before the Great Tribulation in Revelation 1:7, Philippians 2:10, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Here we adopt the literal prophetic interpretation about the end of the world or the end of the age. Either literal or non-literal interpretation within the doctrine of Christ, which is not against the principles of the doctrine of Christ, is going on to perfection, more like Jesus Christ, Hebrews 6, 1 and 2. So, we tolerate other non-literal interpretations which are not against the principle of doctrine of Christ for supremacy of agape love in the Holy Universal Church on the earth, not unholy ecumenical church. Chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. In that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. It shall be in that day, said the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the name of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to depart from the land. That day is the day when Jesus set his foot upon the Mount of Olives and gave them the spirit of grace and supplication. The fountain from the Lord is a never-ending supply of God's grace, mercy, and cleansing, like the river-ending stream flowing from the temple, or the river never thirsting water up into everlasting life. To reign the world or to establish the millennium kingdom, the Lord will cleanse all evil, false prophets in Jerusalem. Today, Dome of the Rock, Mosque, Yellow Big Dome, and Al-Aqsa Mosque, Black Small Dome, in the south, in the honor of the false prophet Muhammad, that is the cross reference, right here, click on, you know, pictures there. Verse 3. It shall come to pass that if anyone still prophesies, then he, the father and mother who begot him, will say to him, you shall not live, because you have spoken lies in the name of the Lord, and his father and mother who begot him shall thrust him through when he prophesies. The children who speak the words not coming from God in the name of God will be stoned. Their parents do accordingly, Deuteronomy chapter 18:20. Verse 4-6. And it shall be in that day that every prophet will be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. They will not wear a robe of coarse hair to deceive. But he will say, I am no prophet, I am a farmer. For a man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. And one will say to him, what are these wounds between your arms? Then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Here, every false prophet is not like the true prophets, wearing a robe of coarse hair of Elijah or John the Baptist, pretending to be a farmer wounded from friendly fighting. Every false prophet covers his inner heart of mind fully to deceive a people against the true prophets. Verse 7, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, said the Lord of hosts, strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Then I will turn my hand against the little ones. So people pierce his shepherd, the true prophet. Then the sheep are scattered. Jesus declared this prophecy about himself to his disciples. Every eye, including Jews, will look on him whom they have pierced. That's a cross-reference right there. And it shall come to pass in all the land, says the Lord, that two-thirds in it shall be cut off and die, but one-third shall be left in it. The Jews' population of the earth will be greatly reduced to one-third, while the whole population of the earth will be reduced progressively to the fourth should judgment, the fourth killed, and to half through the sixth trumpet judgment, third killed. So that's a cross reference, Revelation 6, 8, Revelation 9:18. The first 9 question 2. I will bring the one third through the fire, where they find them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God. God defines the one-third Jews through the fire like silver and gold, cleansing from sins. Through the refining process, the part of God's remnant will be determined at 144,000 Jews, the small part of the whole obedient to Him. Beautiful restoration of these people who have so long stiffened their necks and hardened their hearts against God, like Zedekiah, the last king of Judah. They will say, the Lord is my God. The only name of God is Jehovah. Jehovah is my God. The Lord Jehovah is so loving, so forgiving, so merciful towards us than we can imagine or ask. Even if Satan would like to drive a wedge between me and God, oh, how glorious is the grace of God towards the sinning man. So anxious is God to forgive and to cleanse and to pardon me, the prodigal son. Here, now with the recognition, with the mourning, with the acknowledging that He wants to do much more for us than we can imagine or ask. Indeed, He is the Messiah. All cross reference right there. Chapter 14. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the house rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. The day of the Lord is the great tribulation day. This chapter begins with the events of a great tribulation. They are being judged by God. There will be great bloodshed within Jerusalem, such as anti-Semitism, nations, the followers of Antichrist against Jews, rifling, ravishing, captivity, and so on. The Jews will not see Jesus until they say, blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. The cross reference right there. 3 and 4. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against these nations as He fights in the day of battle. And in that day, His feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And Mount of Olives shall be split into two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half a mountain shall move toward to the north and half of it toward the south. The Lord will handle the anti-Semitism nations, putting His foot on the Mount of Olives, splitting in two, the east toward the Dead Sea and the west toward the Mediterranean Sea, into a very large valley, to half a mountain toward the north and the other half a mountain toward the south. verse 5, then you shall flee through my mountain valley, for the mountain valley shall reach to Aza. Yes, you shall flee. As you fled from the earthquake in the day of Uzziah, king of Judah, thus the Lord my God will come, and all the saints with you. As Jesus told his disciples on the Mount of Olives about the sign of his coming and of the end of the world age, Jesus is returning on the Mount of Olives, the east side of the city of Jerusalem. They should run away from the cataclysmic events previously never experienced, such as the earthquake, like in Uzziah or Azariah, the ninth king of Judah, never go back, but escape from there. Then the Lord will come down on the earth from heaven with thousands of his saints, the raptured church. That's a cross-reference right there. 6-7, it shall come to pass in that day that there will be no light. The lights will diminish. It shall be one day which is known to the Lord, never, neither day nor night. There is a supernatural light, either by the light made by Almighty God, like for Joshua's battle, or by the Lord himself, the light in a new heaven and a new earth. That's a cross-reference right there. Verse 8. In that day it shall be that the living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur. The Lord specially protected Jews against the anti-Semitic nations. The living waters from Jerusalem go to the east, the Dead Sea, and to the west, the Mediterranean Sea. When the waters get down to the Dead Sea will be healed. There will be a lot of fish from the water of Engedi. So cross-reference is right here. Kligon, water of Engedi, is right there. Verse 9, and the Lord shall be king of all the earth. In that day shall be, the Lord is one, and his name one. The Lord shall be king over the whole earth. The Lord is one, his name one, is Jehovah. See chapter 13, verse 9, supra above her. Verse 10 to 11, question 3. And the land shall be turned into a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be raised up, and inhabitant in her place from Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate and the corner gate from the tower of Hannah, the top of Jerusalem wall, to the king's wine presses. 11, the people shall dwell in it, and no longer shall there be utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. Jerusalem is the center city of all the world's worship, showing God's supremacy. The Lord's house shall be established on the Moriah mountain, to the Dome of the Rock, Moscow, thereupon. 12, the cross-reference Isaiah 2, 1-4, and 12 up to 19. And this shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongues will dissolve in their mouths. It shall come to pass in that day that a great panic from the Lord will be among them. Everyone will see the hand over his neighbor and raise his hand against his neighbor's hand. Judah also will fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations shall be gathered together, gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance. Such also shall be the plague on the horse and the mule, on the camel and the donkey, on all the cattle that will be in those campers, so shall this plague be. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go out from ear to a year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, on them will be no rain. If the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain. They shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to the keep of feast tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to keep the feast of tabernacles. Here, how the Lord will handle anti-Semitism nations is described as well as in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. The Lord will punish non-worshippers that all over the nations will come up from year to year to worship the King, the Holy Lord, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacle. For keep of Feast of Tabernacle or Sukkot, you know, explains right here. You may see, you know, footnote, when with the harvest ends to remind God's provision, guidance in the wilderness life. Wilderness life is with manna, quail from heaven, and water from rock. Fire trials before Canaan land is a shadow, which is fulfilled with substance of Jesus Christ, whose follow the Christian lives a daily life on earth with spiritual food and drink, his word and spirit, by trials before entering the kingdom of God, you know, that kind of a situation, implication. 21, in that day, the holiness to the Lord shall be engraved on the belts of the horses, the parts of the Lord. So house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yes, every part in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness to the Lord of hosts. Everyone who sacrifices shall come and take them and cook in them. In that day they shall be no longer be a Canaanite or Gentile, a non-believer, in the house of the Lord of hosts. Whatever set apart from the Lord for God is holy, such as the horses, bells, cooking pots, and further Jerusalem. In his kingdom, he will teach us of his ways and his paths from Jerusalem. Oh, what glorious times that will be. So, Happy New Year, 2024. So we have a last day service right there. Frequently asked question here, whatever question, CCH, how the Lord has led us so far. This is God, you know, thanks to God for 63% of a couple of 100 Afghanistan, Pakistan people rescued the Christians and for the left one to be Christians. So 60